The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Equated, dilapidated, gonna get processed, business marinated. And now we go around, we're cleaning up the town. We frying up the golden girls to a golden brown.
You gotta eat all the old people.
Show them that you love them.
We gotta eat all the old people.
Shove them in the oven.
We gotta eat all the old people.
We gonna eat them skin and all.
We gotta eat all the old people.
We gonna marinate with cherry.
No.
The Robert Scott Bell Scott Bell Show.
Dude, that was gross. Eat all the old people? You know what? The question should be, does Big Pharma love old people? Not Robert Scott Bell. Because I do. I love my elders. I respect my elders. I do not recommend eating them. Not here. What was that song?
You know, a lot of people haven't heard that song before. That's a song that came out, I think, back in the like late 80s, early 90s. I actually heard that. Courtesy of the Jerry Doyle Show.
It's a macabre song. I mean, it's ludicrous and it is funny, but you're like, you're thinking about it, it's like, ooh, that's kind of gross.
Gotta eat all the old people.
Eat all the old people. You know, what is that about? I was just joking about, does Robert Scott Bell love old people? Honestly, of course, I respect my elders. I try to learn from them, but I also acknowledge if the elders have gone awry earlier in life and we're maybe paying for that, but I don't sit here and complain about it all that much, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a couple of stories related to old folks, and I know that our audience skews younger. Years ago, when I first started the Robert Scott Bell Show, it was called Jumpstart Your Health, and the only calls we ever got were from little old ladies in Lake Charles, Louisiana, saying, do you have anything, you know, for my bladder incontinence that's not a drug, right?
Right.
Remember those days? That was even before Superdawn.
That was long before me. Yeah, you're talking about 1999. We started working together, and it was around 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I mean, you still, you know, you
still
had a lot
had more of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the demographics have shifted, but no, we also know, we acknowledge we have a lot of our elders that do listen to this show, and thank you for being here to tolerate us playing crazy kid music, right? but actually, our music now is oldies, right? The 80s stuff and 70s, it's oldies now. So we can't.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we need to update the sound. You know.
I don't know. I mean, see,
start
that song
some
could be written
dubstep in there.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Right.
Was that Shane that we were working with the other
night?
Who
was doing dubstep? I don't remember.
Playing some dubstep there on the show.
But the I mean, the thing is, eating the old people, they could be talking about us pretty soon. So we got to be careful.
That's true, I suppose.
this article, and two articles here, I believe, from HealthFinder.gov, related to our senior friends. Many seniors get unnecessary cancer tests. This is according to a new study. And, you know, here's the thing. This really falls in line with the most dangerous thing you can have in America is good health insurance. So when Barack Obama and the Democrats said, we want everybody covered, and I said, no, you don't. You really don't. You don't understand what you're asking for, even though the Republicans didn't understand it either when they said they didn't want Obamacare. But the reality is this cover everything means that they're going to invasively do tests and procedures leading to unnecessary other procedures that could make your life worse or shorter, not longer, or if it does make it longer, the quality of that life will decline. And here we have a study that's kind of interesting in that it's like complaining perhaps that we're doing too much for our elders. Too many unnecessary tests, because, look, they're only going to live, what, 10 more years, right? Which sounds very insensitive.
It does, because they're comparing the cancer screening to the life expectancy. So it's like, well, now, wait a minute. You're how old now? You know, you're probably not going to be around for very long, so I don't know why we're wasting our time.
Well, and the thing is, even though these people could be considered cold-hearted snakes for saying that, the reality is the seniors would benefit from less cancer screening and less invasive procedures. True. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is my alibi here, recognizing that as Ty Bollinger has investigated and revealed in Cancer Step Outside the Box, as well as the Truth About Cancer series, doing nothing is at the very least as good as doing something oncological. And in fact, in many cases, it's much better because you live longer, healthier lives without being brutalized along the way. Sort of like what? Prostate cancer screening. A PSA test, which is not specific to the antigen related to the prostate. And yet they've sold it that way, even though they acknowledge in the peer-reviewed literature that it's not, it's bunk, they still use it. And what we could be doing is giving seniors more selenium, at least the seniors that still have their prostate, ladies not included, of course, but we would give more selenium. But they, what would they do? Radioactive seeds, surgical removal, and then just horrible dysfunction from that point forward. So this report was published online August 18th in the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine. And cancer screening, again, is something that I am not necessarily a cheerleader for. Now, if you want to go get screened for it, knock yourself out, that's fine. But what I would do with the information, first of all, take it with a proverbial grain of salt because it's very often wrong. And second, if you do believe it to be correct and accurate, run like hell away from oncological doctors and find a homeopath, a naturopath, an herbalist, or an MD or DO who's actually genuinely natural, like a Dr. Batar, who's looking to detoxify you as opposed to poison, intoxicate, and irradiate and cut on you. So my message to seniors is that I love you, but your government and your medical industrial complex does not, except to see how much money they can squeeze out of you or a third-party insurance scheme, whether it be government-mandated or not, until they kill you. And this happens at all ages, but here they're focusing on seniors. Now, here's another, let's see, this is interesting, related also to the elderly, about kidney problems. Certain antipsychotic meds, both, this is coming from healthfinder.gov, you can see it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Certain antipsychotic meds are tied to kidney problems in elderly. I'd almost say this is a moment of duh.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you get to move on to the sub-headline.
Mm-hmm. Off-label use to treat dementia-related behavior may carry significant risk. Your favorite thing in the world, Super Don, is off-label use of drugs.
Really?
Unproven! Right? Where's the FDA team now?
That off-label use of these antipsychotic drugs might have significant risks? God,
I
never knew. Had no idea.
Seroquel, Risperidol, Zyprexa, all approved by the FDA to treat bipolar disorder, for which there is no chemical test. Schizophrenia and other serious mental disorders, for which there is no blood test, urine test, hair, and I mean, other than if they did all of those tests and said, oh, look, you're high in mercury. Yeah, okay, now we can do something. But they won't, they won't chelate you. They'll just still give you Zyprexa and Seroquel and Risperidol. This is the problem. Does anybody else see the seniors? Do you see that the system in which you grew up in and that we are theoretically inheriting has done everything to destroy and decline the integrity of your health? And the only reason you're old and alive is because you had some level of functional health earlier on that I did not have. Now, I'm not blaming you per se individually for it. But look at that generationally, what has happened in America, particularly where we've embraced technology. We've embraced the arrogance of man. We've become the arrogance of man by trying to conquer nature instead of learning from it. Yeah. Observing it, applying it, duplicating it, rather than genetically modifying it and engineering it out of existence. And you know, now we're seeing... Go ahead, Super Don.
It's interesting because what they're highlighting in this article is kidney problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, oh, look, well, we found one more thing to add to the list, because what you've got here is a very long list of problems that are caused by these antipsychotics in the elderly. Because as you go on here, when they get done talking about the kidney, they go on and say, oh, by the way, we also found that the risk of low blood pressure and acute urinary retention doubled while they're on these things, as well as the risk of death from any cause more than doubled in older adults taking these antipsychotic drugs. So it's kind of like, you know, the kidney thing. It's like they're highlighting that in the headline, like, oh, look, we discovered this new thing to add to this list. But if you look at the other things on the list, they're way worse than the kidney thing. I mean, can you imagine taking a drug and the cause of death more than doubles? You're like twice as likely to die.
That's the system. That's the system they've mandated now under Obamacare. Now, I don't know how long it'll last. It won't last forever, I know. But they quoted some guy named Dr. Antonin Porsteinsson. He's the director of Alzheimer's disease care. Ooh. And this is interesting. They actually called it disease care. They're honest about this. Nice. Research and education at the University of Rochester School of Medicine and Dentistry in Rochester, New York. And he's actually, you know, not in favor of using these antipsychotics in the elderly, so I'll give him his props. But interesting, the medicine school of medicine and dentistry, because dentistry is your primary culprit here in so many of these old people diseases because of their love affair with dental mercury and fluoride, creating neurological degradation diseases. And, of course, kidney dysfunction, renal impairment, heavy metals, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, aluminum. None of the medical establishment, only the renegade doctors, are going out with this concept in our old people, our elders, that they are intoxicated with heavy metals. And now as I leave the old people that I love, you see, I love you, your medical doctor might not, especially if they're willing to drug you.
Right.
How about kids? Super Don, how did we ever make it through? And I'm still in the midst of it. How did we get through this? USDA. The USDA has now reassessed, reevaluated the cost to raise a child, and it's elevated just slightly from the age of 0 to 18. How much, on average, are you going to have to invest in your child to get them there?
Right. I had no idea I've ever even made this amount of money. This is crazy.
I know. It's like, how do you do this? I mean, that's the thing. If you had to think about it, you want to talk about birth control, it's right there in this number. $250,000.
What?
Just shy of $250,000 to get your kid from 0 to 18 on average. That's families living in the Northeast, evidently. Think about that.
I don't get
it. Before you have children. Yeah. Well, you already been through it, my friend.
I have five kids.
That's why we're here. I don't know how you do it.
I was a millionaire. Wow.
I know, right? Hey, let's get some ice capades dumping on heads. We got to update that.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hey, Super Don, do you think that Liz is trying to wiggle out of doing that ice water dump? Because I hesitate to cover the story you were telling me about, because she'll use this as an excuse. You know, it's like, I can't do it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think she'll do it.
Think so? Okay.
And yeah, I mean, when I read this, I was like, oh, hey, maybe I've got an out. But no, I'm thinking do it too.
Maybe I should feel guilty, because somebody calculated how much water has been wasted on this ice water dump on your head thing, and it's like... more than a couple of gallons.
Yeah.
You were doing the numbers on raising a kid. Did you already figure out the gallons that have been wasted, or has that already been done?
No, I'm sorry. I was fascinated with that story, because I'm looking at that going, $250,000 per kid. I had five kids. There's no way that I made over $1 million in the raising of those kids. But
right,
you know,
right.
I guess, but it's all relative to.
But
what
then
you
again, you know, your kids all wore the same clothes. At the same time. No, I'm just kidding. No,
that's,
you know, the
true,
thing
yes.
is,
we lived in a nudist colony. We didn't have
right.
to.
Right. No, I agree with that, too, because you know what? My kids as well, and they don't know. They're kids. They inherited all of their clothing from their cousins.
There
so it's
you
like,
go.
I can't remember until we hit a certain point where, like, oh, man, we used all the clothes. What does that mean? We got to go to a retail? What? You got to buy? What? Are you kidding me? Yep. So there
loin
are ways
cloths.
To.
Loin
yeah,
cloths. They go loin cloths. Yeah.
There are ways to not have to spend that much raising a kid. So I'm not dissuading everybody, but the recognition here is on average, that was an on average. Now, the wasting of water, it's a silly story in the big scheme of things, I think.
Here's the deal. Somebody actually, Jason Ruiz, with the Long Beach Post, I guess, figured this out. And what he did is he multiplied the number of the videos shared on Facebook since June 1st.
Okay.
And he assumed everyone was using a 5-gallon bucket, which, you know, not everybody was, but, you know, it's a good average, whatever.
I was using a 10-gallon bucket, but I probably only had a gallon in there or two.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So, you know, this is obviously just a ballpark figure, but apparently he has figured out that over 6 million gallons of water have been poured out in the name of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Wow. I wonder what Lou Gehrig thinks of this. I don't know. You know, I'm not gonna.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna dwell
not
on
around anymore. I don't think.
I don't want to dwell on the wasted water side of this, but acknowledge that, like, the health ranger, Mike Adams, our friend, has been covering the extreme water drought in California. So I think you could argue that in California, if you're doing this, you may be being irresponsible. But, right. In the big scheme of things, what I like about what we've done, again, thanks, hats off, literally, Theo, for suggesting this, that we started our version of this so-called ice water challenge for ALS, and we've been educating as to the real natural cures and the real natural prevention, and urging people, in my opinion, not to send money for ALS research. And I know people go, oh, you outrage me. Well, fine, I don't care, because I do care about the reality that we already know how to reverse, prevent, cure, all of that stuff. And that's not being done in the name. And even, who was the guy, Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen dumped money on his head and said, I'm not doing water, but I'm going to send this money to. And I thought Charlie Sheen knew better because he's been on Alex Jones' show. He's a buddy of Alex, evidently.
But listen, you have to chuckle on the Charlie Sheen thing, because what he did is he turned the pot upside down and $10,000 in cash fell on the ground. He goes, wait a minute, that's not ice water. That's $10,000 in cash. And then he called out the guys that are still on Two and a Half Men.
Oh, gotcha. His old
John
show.
John Cryer,
right?
And you should Chuck get Lorre, who's the producer.
See, look, it's funny, Super Don, but I'd have more respect for him if he had said, don't throw your money away. You know, we already know the cures. Maybe Charlie hasn't been exposed to that. I don't know. But I want some courage from some of these celebs. Like, who's our friend we've interviewed on the show before? The Gigolo guy.
Interviewed a Gigolo?
Deuce Bigelow.
Oh, Rob Schneider.
Yeah, Schneider, of course. I mean, this guy is speaking out. I mean, he actually said Robin Williams.
You talking about Liam Sheff?
No, Robin Williams, lost his life due to doctor-assisted suicide because of the drugs. That's the kind of courage I'm talking about of a Hollywood celebrity. And Rob Schneider is the real deal, and I appreciate that and I respect that. Now, we've had fun with this, and we've called out some friends on it to do it. We're looking forward to seeing some more. And Roseanne called you out, Super Don. I think you need an extension on it, but I want to see if you're going to be able to scream like the montage you did yesterday, which was so funny.
I got your awareness. That is cold.
Well, that was Joni Abbott and Dr. Michael Haley and Paul Barrettero and I think me in that.
Yes.
And you came up with something. It's another public service here as we head to break, and we're going to be talking about some other health stories coming up. But a service on the hacking of cars. If they're stolen, don't worry. We have a new car alarm. We're going to have to give some credit to Paul Barrettero. This is what it sounds like if your car is stolen and you've got the new alarm that Super Don has made. Dude. No one is going to steal that car. Thank you, Paul. You got to give him some props for that. All right, we'll be back. UK is spending millions of dollars on diabetes drugs. We've got pennies, and we can solve it.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Governor.
How's your British accent, Super Don? Can you do
what?
That? Hello, Governor.
I won't even attempt that. No.
Oh, come on. Even my kids can do that. They used to say that. I think watching Mary Poppins. Hello, Governor.
That's what I was just going to say. That sounded like right out of Mary Poppins.
Yeah, well, not a lot of people know that. There's so many things to way to really alter the English language from proper the Queen's English to, of course, American slang and everything in between. And we try to cover it all from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got lots of listeners in the UK, thanks to one of our syndicated outlets online. It's called UK Health Radio, ukhealthradio.com. And this is a story that impacts you, and it's covered by Natural News, too. This is about Britain's National Health Service. If I said that right, my wife will tell me, because she grew up many years in Great Britain as well. NHS, I've got aunts. I got an aunt. Yeah, I got one aunt. I got cousins. Yeah, I got family in England. I'm legit, but I'm American through and through as well.
Are you honorary? Are you an honorary Brit?
I'm ornery. I'm an
Are you
ornery
grandfathered
Brit.
In? Okay.
Hello, Governor. That's about it for Dad.
Oh,
but I got my top hat. I'm gonna sweep some chimneys. With Dick Van Dyke, whose British accent was as bad as mine in that movie, by the way. This story is about not me, not Dick Van Dyke, but it's about the NHS. And there was a Telegraph article in the newspaper there that was investigating the high cost of diabetes drugs and how they're draining the coffers of UK's National Health Service, NHS. And it's a single-payer system. So everybody wants a single-payer system. You realize it's not a utopia either. And, of course, if that single-payer system only covers drugs, eventually you'll bankrupt the nation and poison the population, as we've done well here without a single-payer system. And they think, oh, it's going to get better under that. They think, maybe we should be encouraging a little bit of diet and exercise. It might save us the money on diabetes drug costs. But no mention of drug-free solutions to the existing diabetes cases. Because just like in America and the FDA's protection of Big Pharma's monopoly profits, the same thing NHS is doing in England. Jolly old drugged-up England. Throw some more metformin at the problem. Mm. Never address the reality of the horrible British food could be contributing to this. Cadbury, Schweppes, Mars. Are you still eating all of those toffees and creams? Whatever they are, the chocolate bars? Yeah, I know. I'm making you salivate. So,
You see how much is being spent on diabetes drugs in the UK?
£10 billion a year.
Now, $10 billion. That's
like almost $17 billion U.S.
$17 billion?
Yeah, on that little island nation. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And you know how much we could save them? I mean, finder's fee, we'll take 1%. We'll take a fraction of a percent. We'll be so wealthy, we'll be able to raise a gaggle of kids. You and me, go. Super Don. I'm just kidding. Not you and me, Super Don. No, I'm just saying, we'd have so much money, all right. The solution that they're offering.
Robert Scott Bell can be bought for anything. Jeez.
Right. The solution that they're offering are, hey, let's put a tax on sugar and processed treats, right?
Oh, there you go.
That way we'll have more money to pay for the drugs. You see, Big Pharma would actually love that. But our solution is a little bit different. Now, it might overwhelm our good friend Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, but I'm willing to risk it. That all of my friends in England, if you can't get this form of chromium in England, then go online to ChooseToBeHealthy.com and get the 100% whole food chromium, GTF chromium, that is available in 100 microgram tablets. And you take that 1, 2, or 3 times a day, preferably if you already have type 2 diabetes, 3 times a day. Extreme cases, 4. A fourth one is okay. And we will see an absolute reversal in most every case of type 2 diabetes in England, as we could see here in America. And you're talking fractions of a penny on a dollar for like $24 a month per diabetes patient, approximately, which is even less than pounds, maybe 18 pounds a month. You think they could afford that compared to the hundreds and hundreds of dollars, perhaps thousands per month that you're spending right now on wasteful drugs that don't even cure it? How does that spoonful of sugar feel now?
How many tuppence would that cost?
You'll save a lot of tuppence.
Tuppence? Is it tuppence?
Yeah. You'll save a lot of tuppence.
I'm sorry.
And you'll cure diabetes.
I haven't had birds in a while.
And, of course, for my Brit friends who like Harry Potter, you can use Lycopodium. That's the Club Moss homeopathic medicine, Lycopodium for the pancreas and iris, and along with the 100 micrograms of DTF chromium that you can get from Jonathan, ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Toll-free in America, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. So here we go. We've just cured the problem in Great Britain. We've saved them a zillion pounds. Where's our cut? Now, on to the statin drugs. WebMD has got this thing. It's astonishing that they published it. More docs are wondering if statin drugs are even worth the risk. Kailish Chand, a doctor in the UK. Again, here we go to the UK. I didn't mean to do two UK stories, but throwing it down for our British friends. Where's Prince Charles when you need him? He said he once brushed aside patients who complained of muscle pains, weakness, fatigue, and memory problems after he put them on cholesterol-lowering medications, statins. And then he was put on them. This doctor suddenly was having a lack of energy and went, wait a minute, maybe my patients were telling me the truth, and I shouldn't have brushed them aside. And so now he's actually on somewhat of a crusade here going, dude, do we really need to be using statin drugs for everybody? Because in America, they want everybody over 40. You know, they want 50% of all Americans over 40 to be on these things, according to a recent analysis from the New England Journal of Medicine. So what are we going to do? We come back again to GTF chromium if you're really worried about the cholesterol, which you shouldn't be. But you can elevate HDL with 100 micrograms of that GTF chromium three times a day. My mom is living proof. She's 80. She's not on any drugs, even though the docs wanted to put her on a statin drug. And her sister's in London, if that counts for anything. And she did that, and she elevated her HDL, and her doctor left her alone. And that was that. Very simple.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that's the only thing I would do. I would increase selenium because, remember, if your cholesterol levels are elevated abnormally high, it's due to stress on your liver. I had a good friend of mine who was on the diving team at university. When I went to university, I was swimming, and she was diving. And she called me and said, I'm a little bit worried. My doctor said my cholesterol levels have doubled since the last time a year or two ago. And I called her up, talked to her about it. I said, so what happened? What's going on with your liver? Have you been under stress? I rolled out the laundry list of things. And I said, you pick. That's the menu. Which one of those is happening for you? And she said, it's absolutely the stress. I've been putting myself under extreme stress the last couple of years, and it makes all the sense in the world. My liver is just overwhelmed. And she eats clean. She exercises. But that emotional stress that she put herself under was enough to create elevated cholesterol levels abnormal for her based on her history. And now she's going to correct that, and it's a beautiful thing. But the selenium is also critical for liver function. The DrNewsom.com. Are you kidding me? DrNewsom.com. You got it there in the show notes. Just click on the link. You'll be taken to DrNewsom.com, or hopefully I must reprogram it to make sure you get there. But you will see the wonderful products that you can also take from him that will help the liver. He's got the Super Earth Energy. He's got the Digest Detox, which is awesome. And there's also something that addresses inflammation, which is also a marker sign if you get a C-reactive protein type test. You can see if you have elevated inflammation. But he's got all of that, and it's a simple thing. It's very inexpensive relative to everything that they're trying to sell you in the NHS or here under the FDA that's approved by what? The pharmaceutically conflicted bureaucratic oligarchy. So I check out Dr. Newsom's stuff. At the very least, start with a digestive detox, which will start, you know, detoxing the liver and the digestive system. And then the Super Earth Energy will kick that in, because the worry for statins is you lose your energy. You lose your ability to, you know, basically that ATP production in the mitochondria, the CoQ10 reduction. So Super Earth Energy is awesome. Inflammagon also dealing with inflammation. So great three-pronged approach. We'll have to get Dr. Newsom on once he gets back from Ecuador. And it was cool. I was talking with our buddy Paul, who has the alarm that you just developed, Paul Bertero, with the Echo 7. And he said he just got contacted by a lady in Ecuador who's a big fan of the show. She was listening in Canada, and she heard that Dr. Newsom was in Ecuador, and she says, I want to get his products. I hope he brought some. So that was kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was awesome. So also, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I just got to interject here for a moment, because I noticed something here in this article I think is rather revealing. This doctor in the U.K.,
right,
who was prescribing these statins to all these people, you know, here you go, here's your statins. After he got prescribed statins, the journey that he went through, the process he went through is rather interesting here, because he started taking the statins, and then after 6 months, he started to notice he would have lack of energy. And then he wasn't able to exercise like he normally does. And then soon after that, he got this pain in his back, and it was so bad that he had to go to a specialist, and they did blood tests and x-rays and MRI, and they couldn't find out what the problem was. And then it was after months, I mean, at least 6 months after he started taking the statins, guess what he did? He read the insert.
I'm not kidding. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah,
he happened to notice the package insert in the medication said that the muscle pain might be a side effect of taking it. So that goes to show you, these doctors, they don't read the inserts of the stuff that they're sending out. And this guy didn't even notice the insert until after he had been taking it for 6 months and noticed a problem.
Yeah. So, do you think statins are worth the risk? Hell no. And if you do, you're not paying attention. And even the doctors are now finally catching up here, and they're publishing it on WebMD, which is shocking. But this is where it's going. As I said, every time you said it, Jerry Doyle says it. Every time he turns open the newspaper, it's like, wait, Robert was right again? The doctors, the experts, they were wrong? What's going on here? But again, I realized early on I was lied to a lot about a lot of things, particularly medicine, but then look at everything else. And again, that's what Liam Sheff is good at highlighting and spotlighting and showing up, and that's why he upset so many people, because if you have a sacred cow, he'll look at the cow and go, it might not be as sacred as you think.
The thing is everybody has a sacred cow.
Yeah.
It's just where is that cow? Where is your
right,
cow?
Right.
What is your cow, Robert?
Does your neighbor have a cow? That's what I want to know. And if he or she does, could it be good for your heart? And if that's the case, look out. We got a story about that. Also, a little follow-up on the coconut oil from Dr. Bronner's. The FDA team all over that. Really? Wow. Okay, well, stick around. Coconut oil is good for you. We'll tell you why and how if we have time. Check out all our sponsors. They're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. 866-939-2355. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, man. That just sends me back into such a calm, happy place. Super Don, thank you for that.
Right?
Little Mr. Rogers, take us into the evening.
You grew up with Mr. Rogers just like I did, right?
Totally did. I learned how to put on my sneakers and tie my shoes that way. He
King
did that every
Friday morning. What was the policeman that would come by?
I don't know, but I loved it when they had the little choo-choo train that went into the puppet world. Howdy, neighbor. Then
that's
Robin
right.
Williams, of all things, ruined it for us when he put Mr. Hamster in the microwave. And said, "Pop goes the weasel." You remember that? Yeah, leave it to Robin Williams.
Goodness.
He is hilarious. But yes, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Why are we bringing that up? Because there's an interesting story here, and it raises a lot of questions, especially considering we opened the show with the FDA team cracking down on unproven remedies. Because we got another big time unproven remedy here. We've got to worry about. And I'm just wondering what kind of neighborhood you live in. We actually have nice neighbors now, which is nice. We haven't always had that. But it turns out a new study is saying that having good neighbors may reduce your heart attack risk.
There you go. Wow.
And it wasn't a tiny study. Say it's 5,000 U.S. adults, average age of 70. They were following them for 4 years, and they really found an association here that said if your neighbors were good and happy and connected, whatever, that there were less heart attacks. Dude, this is a major problem, I think.
You think?
Because can you imagine the neighborhoods that really are, you know, trying to attract good, healthy, happy, loving, nice people,
right.
And they'll put a sign up, come live in our neighborhood because you're less likely to suffer a heart attack in our neighborhood. And this would pose a great dilemma. You know where I'm going with this. Our regulatory agency say? What would the FDA team do? Put that sign down. Take that sign. You can't say that.
That's
this neighborhood
right.
has been declared an unproven new drug, and we have there's no validity, there's no scientific validity that you can move in here and have fewer heart attacks.
Wow.
I mean, can you see that?
Social cohesion. Neighborhood social cohesion is what it
yeah.
is that apparently
cohesion.
Is helping them with their heart attack risk.
A new drug.
So, yeah, neighborhood social cohesion would now be an unapproved drug.
The unapproved new drug. And it's just coming to a neighborhood near you. And I mean, I said the obsession with the FDA to stop anything unproven, unapproved by them. Stop it! Stop asking for permission where none is required. I mean, it's bad enough to live in a gated community because why? They don't let you do anything, and they want you to do some bad things. But again, the neighborly thing is nice, I have to say. And now they're showing a health benefit, and that could be the death knell for all nice neighborhoods. In fact, they'll break them up, and there's something's going to happen here eventually.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, on to coconut oil, because we covered a story, you know, of FDA going nutso over coconuts, because the coconut oil for Dr. Bronner's, they actually used the scientific study that showed, oh my gosh, this is good for HDL, good for heart health. Once again, can't have right. that, Dr. Bronner's. You are now peddling an unproven remedy for heart disease. But users on WebMD are now testifying to the miracles of coconut oil, despite the FDA. Coconut oil is becoming so popular, it's going to have to come with a drug warning label if this keeps up. Did you read any of these testimonials? I mean, they're just loving their coconut oil.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing all of the different things that coconut oil is doing for people. I mean, people are calling it a miracle in some cases
for
what it's done for them. Yeah.
For vascular, for skin issues, Parkinson's, oh my gosh. ALS, too, I would say. Again, that was the next thing I was going to say. If you don't want to waste water, I don't want you to waste coconut oil, but my goodness, pour some. You can't pour cold coconut oil because it'll be
solid. A cold bucket.
No, it won't work.
Would hurt. Coconut oil, yeah.
I know, but if you melt it, it's warm. You can actually push it into your hair and your skin. It'll be healthy. You won't waste anything. So there's your new version.
That would be a heck of a thing.
All right, Liz Reitzig, if you don't want to do cold water, you can do warm coconut oil. We'll allow it. We will allow it. Oh, my gosh. Where have we gone? Hey, it's been a great show. You know, I am digging the evenings. I hope you all are enjoying it as much as Super Don and I are. Super Don, I assume you're enjoying it, too, a little bit.
I am.
I like it. We're digging it. We're digging the evenings.
Whole different feel, absolutely.
Drive time on the Pacific Coast and, of course, around the world, wherever you are, either listening live or via podcast. There are no cheap seats here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I want to thank GCN, our syndicator, naturalnewsradio.com, of course, Mike Adams, Stitcher Podcast, iTunes. Where else are we? UK Health Radio. Oh, and now Epic Times, too. Thank you, Jerry Doyle. Hey, say thanks to our sponsors. We'll be back tomorrow with Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger, maybe Brian Hooker. We'll work on getting that. We've got more to bust up on the CDC as well. Why? You know why. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.